Hey guys, thanks for showing up. We appreciate it. Today we're going to be talking about a few bank heists. We're going to talk about the bullion coins and how that's a little bit ridiculous. We're going to talk about visiting gas stations. Trust us, it's way funnier than it sounds. Check it out.
Hey guys, welcome back to Thumbs Up Cast. My name is Joe Ree, and I have with me the lovely
Rhodes. Today we're talking about things and stuff. Also, you said you want to rob a bank. Dun dun dun. All right, no, for real. Bank heists and such. Let's talk about it.
They're amazing.
Money. Let's talk about bank heists. I want to talk about counterfeiting, money-related crimes, embezzlements, frauds, those other things. You said you want to rob a bank.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't want to. I was just like super interested in how people did it, and they're so like organized while they were doing it.
Sometimes they're just idiots walking around taking stuff. Like, give me all your money. Here is a, what does it have? They walk in, they hand the cashier or teller a note. The note says, I got a gun. Give me all the money and don't scream. And then they do it. And then they get arrested. It was definitely, it seemed to be more of, you could do it and get away with it back in the day. Technology is getting better tracking people. Yeah, you're kind of screwed. You're not getting away with that shit. But there's a movie, I think it was Ryan Gosling. I don't remember what the hell it was called. Supposedly it was great, where he's a bank robber. And the director had written how he would rob a bank. He asked Ryan Gosling before he made the movie, hey, how would you rob a bank? And he described the exact way he would do it. Do you want to hear what it is?
I would love to hear what it is.
So he goes in, fully in biker gear, helmet, jacket, guns out. He's like, load up the monies in my money sack holders. Ooh. They load it up. And then he gets on his motorcycle, right? Because he's a stuntman. He's like, drives off in a motorcycle, going down, you know, straight edge, just blasting off as fast as he can. And then farther down the road, he's got a guy facing the opposite direction with a truck and like one of those like flatbed, I don't know, there's like a thing to put stuff in, like a U-Haul basically or something.
Oh, okay.
Rides the motorcycle up into there, and then the guy just takes off in the direction from whence he'd came. So it would be unsuspected that, like, you know, which direction he was going. Jeez. Thought that was a pretty good idea.
That's a great idea.
It's pretty great.
How would you do it? Oh, how would you start off?
Well, first off, there's a few other guys. There's some pretty interesting real life ones. This one guy, I know he'd robbed a few banks that were closing in on him. Then September 11th happened, terrorist attack on the Twin Towers, just somehow in case. Keep in mind, there's like people who were like, was it 19 now, who don't know what that was because they were like 1 or 2 years old.
What date did you say?
September 11th.
Oh, okay. I think it's 7-11.
You retard.
I was like, I don't think that's the date.
So what he would do is he'd rob the bank, and he would always pick a bank that was that had the back towards some woods, and then he would run out into the woods where he was hiding an ATV, an all-terrain vehicle, four wheels, heavy treaded, and then just like motorbike out there until he, what is it, somewhere else out in the woods on a road, he'd have his truck, ride the ATV up onto his truck, and then, you know, drive off. And he would, like, he apparently, one of the ways they found him, they tracked down, like, they said, oh, this guy has martial arts skills, seems to be from this area. And they were interviewing his neighbor, and they said, hey, yeah, that guy jogs, it's weird. He's like, why is it weird? I jog. And he's like, yeah, but you don't jog like this. He jogs, you know, running full tilt, but dressed up in street clothes instead of running clothes, with a giant backpack full of like bricks and stuff.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's like, just practicing running around with money. It's like, you didn't want to do that on one of those hidden nature trails where you actually would, whatever, okay.
I mean,
that was a good idea. He got away with it for a while, and he had lots of money.
Yeah. I was going to say, he really trained for it, and I mean,
he prepared.
Yeah, he prepared really well.
He prepared, prepper pigged.
Well, I'm looking at this one right here. It's the United California Bank. How do you say that? Longa? Nigel?
Laguna.
Laguna.
Niguel, you crazy is bastard. It? Who knows?
Okay, on March 24th, 1972, Emil Denzillo.
It's a mall.
led a group that consisted of his nephew's brother-in-law, and two alarm experts. And they made off with $30 million, which is around $172.4 million in today's money.
Oh my God.
Wow, the robbery was executed perfectly. The only hitch was that they had done a similar crime in Ohio only months earlier. When the police realized the two crimes were linked, they checked transportation records and saw the entire group had been on the same flight to California.
That's all it took. They decided, let's see if there's anybody that bought their tickets all at once. And there was like a group of the exact same amount of people as these. The only place they messed up was in booking.
Damn.
They had the bank heist, so close. All the other stuff. It was like, no. I saw on the news today, San Antonio, that there's a car dealership or something. They did like luxury cars, and I saw some boats in there. And basically, the guy would sell you those cars, but he was also a money launderer. So what he did is he would basically, you come up to him for money laundering, and he'd be like, hey, I need to launder this much money. And he would pretend to sell you like expensive cars and stuff, but really he was just giving you a receipt saying that it was bought, and so your money was now like free form and you could just like spend it on crime stuff. Whoa. I wasn't paying too much attention, but it sounded cool. Yeah, it's another way of robbing banks by like doing money stuffs.
I always thought of, if I would rob a bank, it would be like Metal Gear style, like really sneaky.
Sneaking around the counter, like laying on all fours, dude.
Yeah,
dude.
Little box maybe.
Oh man, so there's another one I know. There's this guy. I'm not just straight up tell you right now. He was so good at robbing banks that as part of an early release, decided let's cut a deal. They had him train banks on how to do better security.
Wow.
So this is the main shtick. You want the shticky?
I would love the shticky.
All right. So what he did, he was like, he told, I don't remember how much money he took. The main thing is he did it awesomely. So he'd rent a few safety deposit boxes. Do you know what those are?
Yes.
All right. And so the way they're lined up, basically covering all the walls, all the different boxes, there's, you know, some on these, all the walls have boxes, right?
Okay.
So what he did is he bought those, and then he'd bring in tools one bit at a time, right? He'd tool it in there.
Yeah.
And this is how he got in. Oh, no, he wasn't putting them just in there. Apparently, okay, so the way the boxes would meet at the corner would create a void. Because, you know, you got a bunch of lock boxes going down one wall. You got a bunch of lock boxes going down another. They'd meet, but those were added on after the wall. So there was this big space up there where, like, they didn't go all the way up to the top of the ceiling naturally. So that created a void up there of about 2 feet between the top of the boxes and the ceiling. And then there's a void where they met. So he could hide a bunch of stuff in there. So what he did, he'd climb inside that void or something, and then he'd like kind of work on the ceiling stuff. I don't know. Anyway, he'd either hide in there, or if I remember correctly, he'd come through the roof and then use the tools to like get into the other boxes and I think hide the stuff in the void or something like that, and then later come back and take all the stuff out once I was like missing or something. Uh-huh. And he kept doing that. So because of him, the bank vaults no longer have tiled ceilings. Basically, a bank vault is now truly like a, it's supposed to be at least a cube of like cement and rebar.
Jeez.
He was so good at thiefing. I don't even remember how they caught him.
That's awesome. I know. How did they catch him? Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Maybe they just caught him on camera. He was just walking in.
I got a way that I'm still in the bank though. It's a little bit more recent and it'll peeve you off.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Well, you've heard about like how people, whenever they pretend to be someone else on like Facebook Messenger or something, they're like, hey, order me a Steam card or something. Put money on Steam. You know, grandma knows about Steam, apparently. Seriously, it's like, are they not looking at these profiles? Literally had them pretending to be a 96-year-old woman saying, load up a Steam card. It's like, but you don't know what that is. So they get a woman and they have her bring in a blank card to the teller at a bank, right? And saying, it's not, I'm having issues with it. It's not showing anything. She's like, yes. She'll like scan the gift card or the certificate. Say it's not working. So they'd have her, is like, well, could you call the number on the back of it and like have them, because it's through this bank or whatever, blah, just BSing, getting them to call the number on the back of a card. So they call that number and the lady says, yes, okay, give me your information, yada, yada. Yes, it says that, you know, she has so much money. Go ahead and let her take that out. Okay. And they'd hand her the cash. The thing is, that was a card that they made with a number that called someone in a waiting in a car outside, and they were just basically having them hand her cash. Just that's a great con. Yeah,
that's really good.
So they literally don't even know that they're losing money until like either at the end of the day or sometimes after, whenever they're doing like a tabulation, because they marked it up as like, this is a reason we shouldn't have $500 or $1,000 in a till.
For real, that's crazy. I know. Even there at Whataburger, they have the the $20 bills go in a little safe security, like safe box.
What yeah, do you mean?
You own, at the counter, they only have ones and fives, I think.
What?
And I think that's it. They only have ones and fives.
So if I pay with like a $500 bill, how will they like give me my change? They aren't going to
accept it, I'm pretty sure.
Are you for real? Even if it's like in the middle of the day?
Maybe if like you have a like a $100 order, yeah. $200 order.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like I got like a $200 order. I pay with a $500 bill and they give me like, or are they going to, does somebody open it up and give me my change? And like,
yeah, I think they would go to the back and get in the safe, the actual safe.
Right, good. They fucking shouldn't, because there's no such thing as a $500 bill. Oh. You see how it works? You just fuck with someone's mind.
I was about to ask you, play you that. Confidence. I was like, is there a $500
bill? You play confidence. Strangely enough, no $500 bills. There is a $1,000 bill. Yeah. They usually between banks, but I've seen them in person.
You've seen them in person?
Yeah. I have family members that end up on the news sometimes. But yeah, there's like an eagle on the back or the front, but like they're like doing its pose, like dead center. Not an eagle like where it's the whole thing. It's just like the top part of the eagle looking off to the side.
You want
to
know the sadness about why I believe that there's a $500 bill?
Tell me.
Because I haven't had that much money, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, right? Poor people so. Troubles. It's like if I told you, it's like, did you hear that there was like a, what is it? $26 coin, a 26 change or fucking coin, you'd know because you handle the change. Okay, let's list the changes that are. There's pennies, dimes, nickels, quarters, and then there's, people don't realize there's, they don't realize that I used to be a cashier and I swear people would think it's fake money, and sometimes people would come in telling me, I can tell you that this is money. They're like, I know I'm not retarded. There's 50 cent coins, yeah. And there's dollar coins.
Yeah.
That are like usually gold dollar coins, mm-hmm. And the 50 cent coins are kind of big, and I don't think they make old, either. Right? They are usually a little older. They're not like super collectible as far as I understand.
Do they still make them?
I don't think they do.
I don't, but I know the, wrong, they have $2, care. Right? There's $2 bills.
Bills? Oh, yeah, yeah. But yeah. Those are ones that they're in circulation, but I don't believe they're printing currently. Oh,
okay.
If you ever see some, though, you should check it. I think there's something about the back of a serial number. If they're like, if it's silver ink, those could be worth like $5.
Yeah, a little bit more. I've heard people collecting the $2 bills. I know my parents have some $2 bills.
Most people collect money. They feel like it's going to be something special, and it's like, sorry, ain't.
I like the whole like coin collecting, like the backs of it, where it's like.
Different places that are neat. It's like that. Those are kind of cool. They're also a little stupid.
Yeah, they just make it worth so that we could collect them.
Yeah. It's like, put something interesting back on there.
Like what? Penis?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the most interesting thing that it could be.
If you collect the penis quarter and vagina quarter. Check
it
out.
I want it to be glass in the center with a hologram. Boo.
Maybe like a Trump coin?
Ooh. That coin's going to exist. I mean, don't they have to make like every president a coin or a bill?
No.
Are you sure? Well, there'll definitely be. Have you ever seen those late night commercials where they're selling like, they get the coins and they like color them in, and it's like limited edition minting, or it's got like the twin towers and you could pop them out of the coin. It's like, that's like the most blasphemous atheistic thing you could do. It's like, even if you don't believe in God, it's like you're hurting patriotism somehow.
Or they're just like, collect this $20 coin, and it's like only $20, and it's like they're giving you a piece of metal for $20, so that way they could have $20.
You know how they do that? There's actually the, or yeah, so there's that one way. They basically, they get a quarter, they'll paint it so that like the background looks like how it would. Then they say it's like 50, they'll sell it for $50. But they also do that with gold coins, apparently. Whenever you see them advertised on TV, it's usually, what is it? It's like, it'll be a few dollars worth of gold, but they'll add like a few like digits to, I don't know, they'll make it more expensive. And they give the impression that the price is the value of the coin, but really it's an artistic value of the coin. It's not something you could spend. It's like, well, you know, like if you're buying a ring for any particular reason, the price you pay is not the price you'll be able to resell it for, especially if you're selling it to somebody who just wants it for the minerals. If they just want silver or gold, they don't give a damn about the artistic value. They want to melt it down. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with these coins. They're expensive, but the price comes from the quote unquote, the artistic value of it. And if you take it to somebody who melts down gold to try and get like, you know, your post-apocalyptic radiation chips, you ain't getting as much as you put in.
It's kind of like it's kind of like paintings, but just shittier.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, but the painting, you're like, oh, this isn't worth anything. It's like, that's just because you understand what it is.
Yeah.
But I assure you, most of the things in your daily life is not worth the price you're paying for it.
That's crazy. I never, like, it's kind of crazy that to think about that. It's crazy how there's a, on the backs of, like, candy or, like, chips what? Or something, you'll see, like, they're $1 or $2 or something like that. Have you ever seen that? Right. Where it says the exact price that it should be.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They, like, it's kind of like they print it on there so that the store can't
bump it up. I think so. That's, like, that's the MSRP, the something suggested retail price. Uh-huh. I used to work at a store that did wholesale cost, but that was actually kind of a lie. And basically, the price you allegedly saw on the sticker was the price it cost us to buy it, including gas and other things. So it was usually a lower price than it was marked as. Like a bag of chips that would normally sell for like $3.99 would show up as like $2.65.
Oh.
But that wasn't including the tax. And that also wasn't including a 10% fee that would be applied to your whole ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like how shopping at Sam's Clubs works. Have you ever been to Sam's Club?
Yeah, my parents have a membership.
Oh, let's go there. I want three samples. Yeah.
Yeah, it's super cool. There's like huge, like, was it like 50 thing Powerades and stuff like that? It's awesome.
Oh my God, have you seen the size of, like, I see the boxes of condoms there and it's like, those have to be for like clubs. It's like no person. I don't believe any person out here is buying that many condoms.
Like what, 200 condoms?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the ones that teachers give to their students.
What teachers did you go have, man? I'm sorry, you gotta talk about... What?
Isn't there, like, schools that do that?
Yeah, oh, like, for sex ed and stuff, yeah. Yeah, they always like to be slick. They'll put the staple right through the center of the condom. Monsters, man.
Monsters.
They're
like, be protected.
Dude, you know what I like about Sam's Club? Like, I know how to get in without a card so I can get pizza. Yeah, they just push past the old person. They're not strong.
Oh.
Shove them over and be like, go buy that pizza with cash. the food court you could spend cash at, so it's cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's...
I'm stronger than them.
You're assaulting a person, though.
Yeah.
To get in there for pizza.
Whenever they come out, it's like, let's be honest.
Free pizza, bitch.
You know the cops aren't coming, so eat a dick. And whenever they say that whenever I walk out of here, they're not going to follow me. This shit might make it to KSAT 12, but I assure you there's more interesting happening than your old ass falling down. I'm sorry you didn't plan for retirement, sir. It's like, maybe one day I'll be in your shoes. As a matter of fact, give me those shoes. And that's how I'm like, no, I swear, guys, you can get shoes at Sam's Club.
You just gotta rip them off the dead person.
Oh my gosh. Slow down. I was just pushing a guy over.
No.
I'm not robbing a bank with you. No.
Okay. I called Sam's Club to ask if I could work there.
Oh, for what would they say?
They said there's already people working.
Oh, maybe it was like an idiot and they didn't know he meant like, no, at like a different shift that was open.
Yeah. I was like, man.
When was this?
Maybe like October.
See, the economy's gotten better since then. Maybe people left. Try again.
Yeah, I'm going to try again.
Dude, you know what I heard is a good place to work?
Where?
Costco.
Really?
I've heard they have pretty good employee plans.
Is there anything, any Costcos around here?
Yeah, there is. I don't know where it's at, but it's like, I think there's one near a Sam's Club. I swear I've seen one. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure.
You know where I'd like to work? IKEA.
Really? I can see you working at IKEA. I can see you wearing khakis and a blue shirt.
Just like to go like look around at the cool furniture.
It'd be nice furniture. It would be so easy to hide there.
Yeah, for real.
Like, what did you do? It's like, you know, I did nothing.
you just never see me doing it.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing so much stuff. You don't know. They have a food court there, don't they?
There's one like way over there in New Braunfels, I think.
That's how they do it. They intentionally make them far away because whenever you have to go far to an IKEA, it increases the chances that you'll buy something because you don't want to like say
come back.
Yeah, and you're like, I'm not gonna have driven out here and not get something.
Do you want to go next time?
Yeah,
make actually, a trip to.
I actually
we could go to Bucky's.
I might be going to New Braunfels on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
But we could go before then if you want to, or after. I mean, it's a place in Texas that you could visit. It's like, it doesn't change. It doesn't spoil
it totally
the whole place.
Changes. We could go to Bucky's.
What are you going to do there?
Just go look around. Maybe you could take a picture with Bucky.
Oh, they're going to say like a lot lizard. He's like, just find a lot lizard. Take a picture with her. Yeah. Oh my God. I just got it. Parador was a crocodile. It was a lot lizard. Oh my gosh. It's all falling into place.
It's all falling into place.
You know what comes to mind? The Parador / Choke Canyon was really just a big regular gas station. They didn't really seem to be like aiming towards 18-wheelers. Whereas Bucky's and like Love's gas station are a lot more trucker centric.
You know, Love's especially.
Yeah, the big deal is like, yeah, because like, what is it? Choke Canyon, they don't have showers. Love's have showers for like the stinky truckers.
Stinkies.
They have a whole side where it's a register set up just for the truckers.
They call them stunkers.
Struckers.
Struckers?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. They struck their stuff?
Yeah.
Would you be a trucker?
You know what we should do? No, I wouldn't. Yeah, no. Man, I hate driving.
Yeah, right.
I'm going to say, you know what we should do? We should see if we can go take showers at Love's, if we can set it up. Just go take a shower.
Ew, I don't even want to step foot in there.
Yeah, that's why we should do it. You know what? It could only end well. There's another person in here, and it's like, you got to pay extra for me. And it's like, oh no, how much extra? Bobby,
it's everything I thought it would be.
And I'd be like, Joseph, it's everything I thought it would be.
Wee.
They're like, are you saying we? Yes. Yes, I am.
Put a coin in it.
But like, this is worth $30. No, it's not. It's only worth 25 cents. That's artistic value, not actual worth.
Lucky for you, I only count artistic value, so you get $30 worth.
Like, you are a crazy lot, lizard. What's your name? They call me Stabbing Steve. Why do they call you? So many stabs. Ow.
Stabbing Steve. God damn it, Stabbing Steve. I thought you turned a new leaf.
I did, and I stabbed it. He did. He stabbed a leaf onto me. Stabbing Steve.
We'll go next time. I don't know. Maybe we'll go. Maybe we'll go next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. We hope you enjoyed. Don't forget. So, guys, if you want to talk to me, I'm Rhodes at Twitter. I'm on Twitter at RODEZM8.
Yeah, and you can find me at Joe_Re1 on Instagram. And we also have an email, biggerthumbsup@gmail.com. Check out our other podcasts. They're amazing. And support us, guys.